Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association has sweetened the pot, the research pot, that is. The group, which uses voluntary producer checkoff money to fund research, has just announced it will set aside $50,000 for matching grants for any individual making donations.
So if a wheat farmer contributed, or anyone contributed, $1,000 to go into the endowment, wheat growers would match that with another $1,000. And we will do that up until the wheat growers have matched $50,000.
Don Holcomb of Logan County is chair of the Kentucky Small Grain Promotion Council, which since the early 90s has contributed $1.7 million toward advancing small grain research.
Every 1st of August, we have a kind of a dividing up the pie meeting where we estimate the amount of checkoff money we're going to receive for the year. And we invite researchers, anybody that has a research proposal concerning growing wheat in Kentucky is welcome to come and make a proposal and submit a request for help in their research.
While much of that goes to UK, they entertain projects from many sources.
In the past, we've contributed some to the University of Maryland. We have an ongoing barley breeding project with Virginia Tech. We have funded projects with wheat consulting groups, Wheat Tech and OptiCrop in Kentucky, as well as the ongoing research that we've done with University of Kentucky.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
As mentioned, there is a small grain grower checkoff in Kentucky for voluntary contributions of 0.25% of each bushel sold. Don Holcomb says research is one of the best investments they can make with that funding.
If you look at the surrounding states of Kentucky over the last 20 years, I think everyone's wheat yields have gone up, but the yields in Kentucky have gone up at a faster rate than any of our surrounding states. I think that's the best evidence we can have of the impact of the research.
A case in point, he says, is UK's Dr. Lloyd Murdoch's work in remote sensing nitrogen application.
Just because of the different soil types, you may have available nitrogen in part of the field, and then maybe on another soil type, it may not be enough there, so you're putting it where the plant can take advantage of it.
That cuts wastes and boosts the bottom line. There's more on that endowment online at kysmallgrains.org. That's kysmallgrains.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.